We say it when the water is mixed with the wine at Mass. We say, through the mingling of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Jesus, who became a human being to share in our humanity. We heard a version of that today as we heard the readings from the scriptures, especially that scripture that is so, I would say, appreciative of the historical origins of Jesus when we read from the scriptures in the letter of Hebrews. We hear the fact that the flesh of God is joining the flesh of mankind. And the author of the letter to the Hebrews traces our faith origins from the Old Testament, and he talks about in times past, to today, his day, and our day. And he talks about the divinity and majesty of God becoming flesh. And also the irony of that one who will be born in the flesh is so special, and he emphasizes that by comparison to that person born in the flesh, which will be Jesus, to any created object or person before. And he says, to whom did God ever say, I have begotten you? To whom did God ever say, I will be your father, you will be my son? To whom did God ever say, let all the angels of God worship him? About whom God does say that is Jesus Christ, born today, incarnate, in the flesh. And as we gather, we know the importance of our humanity. We know the importance of humanity when it's being tested. Look around the world. Read the statistics. You want to talk about COVID? You want to talk about anger? You want to talk about negotiation with one superpower and another, and the fear that comes out of those negotiations? You want to talk about poverty in the streets? You want to talk about the shakiness of our political system? All of that is making us very aware of our humanity. Because with one flick of a switch, pat on a button, humanity as we know it could be gone. So what did God do? God knew, I think the scriptures say it through Adam and Eve. God knew the kind of folk we would be. And just looking back, God gave us freedom, as he did Adam and Eve. Freedom to do it. Love the Lord, love the world, love nature, love one another. Go on, but you're free. And that freedom is to not love as well as to love. And so the story of Adam and Eve summarizes humanity's relationship with God. And so much of us in humanity, we try to one-up God. We want to be more than God. We want to be the creator. And finally, God decides, I will send them that one who is holier than the angels, who I can call my son, whom I love more than anything. I will send them in the flesh, like them, Jesus, as a baby, as a human being. And then it will all figure out. There'll be no doubt. They know God's sending his own son. They will know to love him and follow him, and it will all be straightened out. But he's sending his son to humanity to join divinity and humanity, as the scriptures refer to him. And he waits. And what's our answer? We don't reflect on it today, but the answer is the cross. Humanity just says to God, not so much, God. We're going to do it our way. Everyone? No. Many? Absolutely. And we do it our way. And therefore, racial injustice, prejudice, hate, sin, greed, and the list goes on, because humanity so often chooses the way of the world over the way of God, the way of humanity over the way of divinity. And that's what we're left with today, the choice. Today is a reminder of what happened around 2,000 years ago in a city called House of Bread. But that's a nice name. It's a beautiful name on a city that had no significance until Mary and Joseph couldn't find a place because of the census going on. And they just found a hovel. He was put in a manger. Italians say mangiatori, a place out of which animals eat, a manger. The nativity set that we have in the church, and any nativity set that you see, is always pretty. Mary's dressed up, Joseph's very reverent looking, baby Jesus in a nice little crib, all cleaned up. Believe me, God decides to send his son into the heart of humanity, the most weak, vulnerable, and dirty part of humanity. Yeah, he's born in a stable. He's born with cow dung on his right and his left. He's born with the smell of animals in the air. He's born with the breath of animals breathing on him. Probably Mary and Joseph welcomed that as a way to keep him warm. He's born isolated. He's born as an immigrant. He's born rejected. Now figure that. God decides to give us his son, and we lock the son into a place of rejection right from the beginning. Of course it's going to mount and end on the cross. And he grows with us, this Jesus. And in spite of all of the challenges, and I wonder if I'm speaking about Jesus or I'm speaking about us. Because in spite of all of the challenges that life has against him, he holds on to God's word. He holds on to faith. He holds on, and his name says it all, to his title of Emmanuel, God is with us. That's what we're celebrating today. Oh, it's pretty to sing the carols with or without a choir. It's pretty to look at the trees lit up. But that's only to satisfy a piece of our humanity in the face of the world. The world. The rejection, the pain, the hate, the greed. This picks up our spirits. Now, humanity has a response to that too. Tomorrow you'll see half price sales, if they haven't already started today. Okay, it's enough of that. Enough of contemplating the beauty of the Son of God becoming man. Let's go back to the stinky stable life of the world. And we might fall victim to that secularization. But we who are faithful hold on to the message. The Word of God became a human being for us. Emmanuel is for us. He is with us. He gives us the strength. He gives us the attitude. He gives us the direction of peace and love and sharing. This day we celebrate the Word of God becoming flesh because it's our hope to remember He kissed humanity with the blood and body of His own Son. And therefore, humanity is special. We are blessed to be human, made in the image of God. And so is the person next to you, and the person on the other side, and the person behind, and the person in front. You see how it works with God? His love is overwhelming for everyone. And the example is ours, to imitate Him, as God in the flesh taught us and showed us Jesus. Loving people, forgiving, touching the lepers, bringing dignity to every person, handling every person as we would want to be handled. Jesus brought that to us. So He renewed humanity today. He gave us a whole new lease on eternal life today in His birth. To say Merry Christmas is a spark of the amount of joy in our hearts we should experience and bring outside with us. Merry Christmas. Merry God in the flesh day. Merry Jesus day. May God's blessings be with all of us and your families and friends, and may we live His divinity as He lived our humanity.